You disregard God's commandment to cling to human traditions. Now, you and I have no doubt heard that text quoted, or shall I say misquoted, many times to attack traditions in the church. That the Pharisees were being criticized because they'd erected a whole package of human traditions that bypassed keeping the commandments. And there are a lot of people who look at our traditions and somehow think, well, human traditions, they don't count. That they'll see you genuflect and they'll say, well, that's just a human tradition. We've kind of done away with that now in the modern church. They'll see you abstain from meat on Friday and say, well, that's just a human tradition. They'll see you join your hands and say, well, that's just human tradition. And relative to the world outside, we here are all traditionalists. So what are we to do about that? Well, let me suggest two stereotypes that we need to be careful to avoid. One is the stereotype that trads don't love Jesus. That trads love ceremony, they love detail, they love vestments, they love fussing with stuff. But they don't talk much about Jesus. They don't show much love of Jesus. That there's a stereotype where all of that paraphernalia, all of those traditions have become busy work to avoid having to actually engage with the Lord. Well, we need to make sure that stereotype doesn't hold for us. That we need to be sure that when people look at us, they see here is someone who loves God. That these traditions, these things he does because he loves the Lord. That he does them because he thinks that by doing them, he's going to better love the Lord. That when someone sees you do some traditional practice, they don't think, well, even if they think, well, I don't like that, they at least look at what you do and see, well, the reason he's doing that, the motive he's doing that, is he thinks that's going to lead him to the Lord and lead me to the Lord. To take one very mundane example, the human tradition of genuflecting. When someone sees you do that, does that look like an empty gesture? Or does it look like something more? That the master of the cosmos is here waiting for you to acknowledge him. The lover of your heart is here wanting you to greet him. And yet so often, it's not really a genuflection, it's just a weird wiggle. It needs to look like here is someone that I love. Here is someone that I know. Here is someone that I am greeting, acknowledging, reverencing. That the posture of my back, the way that my eyes are gazed upon him there in the tabernacle, it needs to look not like an empty practice, but like a tradition of life. Second stereotype, trads don't love people. There's another stereotype whereby it seems as if all that paraphernalia is just an excuse to not really engage with people. We need to be sure that in our loving of people, our dedication to people, all these little traditions in the church aren't obstacles, but they are means to love the Lord and love them. That I talk about these things, I live these things because of love and because of love of them. So summing that up, relative to the outside world, we're all here traditionalists. We genuflect, abstain from meat on Fridays, follow rubrics. Let's make sure when people see us, they see that we live these traditions, not to avoid loving the Lord, but because we love the Lord and because we love the Lord.